Thank you very much, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Mario?
Another day in paradise, brother. What can I say? I mean, it's Friday. I'm about 2 hours from going home, so I can say yay. I'm doing great. I know if you asked me this question on a Monday, we probably won't get the same answer, that's for sure. Jeff, I'm going to try to be as brief as I can, brother. I like to be very mindful and respectful of people's time. So I'll let you know what the services include. I'll give you the price. If you're open to take on more work and you want to have the business up there on Google along with your competitors, we can move forward today. If not, no hard feelings, no foul. You know, we say thank you and we part ways.
Okay.
So let me ask, J.L. Miller Builders. Tara puts on here for me that you're doing remodeling. What exactly do you specialize in, if you don't mind me asking?
Almost anything when it comes to home remodeling and construction.
Okay. When you say construction, are we talking about just in general construction?
Yeah, I'm a general contractor, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Are you guys mostly residential. Okay. Are you guys doing ADUs and so forth?
Doing what?
ADUs, like the additions?
Yeah, we definitely do additions, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm assuming based on what you do that you must have a crew, right? I mean, you're not working alone?
Yeah, small crew. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, just perfect. A small crew.
Okay. I do want to ask you just straightforward, Jeff. Are you guys in a spot now where if you were to start receiving the calls from the Google platform, are you able to take on more business?
Some. I just started advertising on Angie's and with a local company here, so the calls are coming in.
Okay, okay. I mean, it's not like we're going to overwhelm you with work, right? But as long as you can, you know, handle a few jobs a month, obviously, it also has to make sense for you. I understand that portion of it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, if it sounds doable, like I said, I just last week got on Angie's, or 2 weeks ago, just got on Angie's list and another company to advertise, so.
Okay, okay. No worries, brother. I can tell you this much. I mean, I'm not that guy that's going to ever bash other companies or say, no, man, you should go with Google because blah, blah, blah. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, nowadays when you ask anyone, hey, where can I find a plumber or someone to remodel my bathroom or an electrician? I mean, the universal answer is just Google it.
Google.
You know?
Yeah.
I yet to hear anyone say, well, just Angie it, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, and a lot of times I've been doing this for so many years, brother. I get people like, oh, man, I've been with Angie's, and, you know, they ratting about how bad they're doing, and I tell them, hey, quick question. When you do your searches on the Internet to find anything, whether it's a restaurant or, you know,
Yeah.
What do you get on? And they're like, Google. I said, well, there's your answer, man.
Right? Yeah, I know.
But anyhow, Jeff, the service that we're providing, we would put you on the first page of Google right alongside of some of your competitors like Serenus, Mark Hugo, Genesis, Summa, Michigan Builders, CMM, Contractors, and Frank Stockwell. These are the guys that do the same work that you do, brother. The only difference is that they are listed as top options on Google. So anytime, you know, somebody types in, I need a new bathroom, or I need my kitchen redone, or I need flooring or drywall, these guys pop up as first options on Google, and that's how they stay busy. I promise you, it has nothing to do with the work or that they're doing anything better than you are. It's just the opportunity that they have. Right? So,
right. Okay.
just a couple of hours ago, we had a spot within the first page that became available and open. Again, keep in mind, to be on the first page of Google, there has to be availability, right? It's not like any joke and just come and say, hey, man, put me on the first page. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that because we can only put a handful of people on there. You know, so that there has to be availability. Gotcha. Now, Tara also tells me, Jeff, that you have your website as well already.
Yeah, I don't use it. I haven't been on there in probably 7-8 years.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that with the information she gave me, I couldn't find it. But here's what's happening is that in order to find the company, right, the customer has to type in JL Miller Builders. And let's be quite frank, brother, nobody's going to type that in, right? People go on Google and they'll type in, you know, I need a remodel or deck rebuild or something. I mean, whatever service they're looking for, that's what they type in.
That's why I quit using it, because I couldn't even find my own half the time.
I didn't mean to laugh, brother. I apologize. So what we would do is that we would list you now under keywords. So anytime somebody types in the services that you render the public, Jeff, you're going to pop up on the first page of Google as one of those top recommended options. Okay.
Right.
And here's the difference now. Right now, your website, and I'll tell you what's going on. Your website is like having a billboard out in the middle of the desert. I mean, it's just a bunch of tumbleweeds just passing right through it, right? I mean, nobody is looking at it. So what we would do is that we will grab that website and put it in the middle of the highway, right, where the traffic would be, right? Because it's pointless to have a website if it's not creating traffic for you, brother.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what we would do. We would also put it on the first page of Google. Now, are you listed on any type of social media?
I mean, I post stuff on my personal Facebook,
Okay,
I don't have
perfect.
A Facebook page.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're on the right track. So Google has a partnership with Meta. Meta is who's in charge of Facebook, right? So what we would do, Jeff, is that we would help you build a business Facebook page where we would run ads on Facebook for JL Miller. Obviously, we don't want to help you get more friends running your personal page. I mean, the job here is to get more clients, right? So we wouldn't promote your personal page. We would help you build one for the business.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is what Google calls retargeting, Jeff. So let's say anybody goes on Google and they're looking for anything that you do, and for whatever reason they did not click on your profile, they didn't hire your services, that same person, when they go on their Facebook page, they're going to see ads pop up for JL Miller to remind them, hey, here's Jeff. He can do the job. I mean, it is an amazing tool that Google uses because it creates quite a bit of opportunity to the people that try to put it on the back burner, forget about it. You know, it's like, here's a reminder that you need to get your restroom done. So it works just excellent. We also work directly with Apple, Jeff, because Apple is associated with Google. So we would also list the company through Apple for anyone that uses Safari to do searches or uses Siri, which I'm sure you probably used it yourself. It says, Siri, find such and such or find me this. We would also list, I'm sorry, believe it or not, I just said Siri, and I have my phone here next to me. I forgot to put it on mute, and it said, what can I help you with? So when anyone that says Siri or uses Siri, we would also list you through Apple. And then the last application that we would list you through is AI. I mean, that's the new thing going on. So Google got involved as well with the artificial intelligence. Okay. So we would also list you through the AI system. And that is a great system because everybody and their mother is now wanting to use the whole ChatGPT thing. you know. So, right. primarily, and here's the reality of things, Jeff. I mean, the real bread and butter here is that first page of Google, brother. I mean, once you're on that first page, the cake is big enough to go around. You know, I also don't want to portray this idea that just because you're on the first page, you're going to become a millionaire from one day to another. I mean,
I'm not.
No, sorry, man. Wrong company. Yeah, you know what? You get some of these guys that'll call you and promise the moon and the stars, and you're going to have this and you're going to have that. And that's not how we roll, man. I mean, you know, the reason that we've been in business for over 20 years is we establish long-term relationships with our clients. And the only way of doing that is making sure that the services that we're providing are actually fruitful and they're working. Okay. Again,
right.
It's not that you're going to become a millionaire from one day to another, but keeping our customers busy is what we do. Okay. Now, the pricing for our service is actually very affordable. People always assume because it's Google services that, you know, it's going to be tremendously high. I hear all kind of, you know, I'm like, no, man, you know, other companies tell you that because obviously they don't want you to go elsewhere. But the services with Google, Jeff, is $299 per month. And there's no contract attached to this. It's month to month. Okay. On the first month of service, the thing that everyone pays, it's a activation service charge, which is $99. You only pay that the first month. Every other month is a flat rate of $299. And this is where Google by far beats the competition, is that you're not going to be paying per lead here, Jeff. You're not going to be paying per call, right? So whether you get 40 calls or you get 100 calls, the $299 stays the same. Okay?
Okay,
so if you capture 20 jobs or you capture 30 jobs, we don't charge you a single dime extra. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the question I also have for you is that the mileage that you said, I'm sorry, I don't know if I captured that correctly. The mileage that you travel outside of Xville, how far is that? Xsville, I'm sorry.
Travel about 30 miles outside of Xsville.
30 miles, okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Now, on Google, Jeff, what times did you want it to say on there that you're open for business to take the calls from the clients?
Probably 9 to 5.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me put that on here. Are you working Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Monday through Saturday. What days that you wanted to say on here, brother? And that's very specific because those are the times you're going to get calls from customers.
Yeah, just Monday through Friday.
Okay. Monday through Friday. And you said 8 to 5 or was that 9 to 5?
9 to 5.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Excellent. Okay, bear with me here 1 quick second. And then how many guys do you have on your crew there, brother?
Just two.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing commercial work or you're sticking to residential?
A little bit of commercial, mostly residential.
Mostly residential. Okay, let me put that on here.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me here 1 quick second. Now, remember we talked about the keywords. That's how you'll be found on Google through the keywords, Jeff. What specific keywords did you want to be found under? I know that I had you under remodeling, construction. What other keywords would you say would stand out to the public?
Excavating.
Okay. Oh, you do excavation too. Okay.
Yeah,
are you doing demo, brother?
Demo, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Site prep,
yeah.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Yeah, that's actually a really good one. There's quite a bit of opportunity that we have available for excavation and demo, so that's going to be a pretty good hit. Okay, bear with me 1 second. And then remodeling, you're doing bathroom and kitchen as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Bathroom and kitchen. How about decks, brother? Are you guys doing the decks or no decks?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then one that I suggest, if you guys are doing painting, are you guys doing painting?
No.
No painting. Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here 1 quick second, brother. And then I send you my information as well so you can have it. So that came to you via text message. You can always reach me. Feel free to do that at any time if you ever, you know, had any questions or concerns. Now, is Jeff your name, your complete name, or is that short for Jeffrey, or?
It's short for Jeffrey, yeah.
Okay. And what's your last name, brother?
Miller.
Okay. Well, that should have been a no-brainer with the company name, right? Okay. What's a good email address? It is Friday. It is Friday. Like I said, I have about an hour and 40 minutes left. It's funny, when it's Friday, I'm just looking at the clock sometimes, like, okay. What's a good email address for you, Jeff?
jlmillerbill@gmail.com.
Okay, you said J.L. Miller what now?
B-U-I-L-D, build.
At Gmail, okay. Bear with me 1 second.
Yeah.
Now, that 989-737-8011 number, is that a good number where the customers can reach you, brother, or did you have a separate number?
No, that's the only one I got.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. Let me put that here on the notes. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, perfect. All right, and then what address do you have the business registered to, Jeff? Don't worry, we would never post this on Google for safety reasons. It's just in the event that we send anything in the mail.
301 North Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L Road. That's Essexville.
I have a zip code that pop up for me, 48732.
Yep.
Perfect. Alrighty. I'm almost done here, brother. Thanks for being patient. But I promise, once you try out the services on Google, man, I'll tell you this much. You're going to find no reason to continue to be paying anyone else, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Now, I do have to create a password for the account, Jeff. This is just in the event that you ever call, wanted to make a change on Google, wanted to put a picture on there, whatever the case is. We have to make sure that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's 3 security questions. You can choose whichever. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
The city.
Okay. Give me 1 second. City you were born in. Yeah. Okay. And what is that?
Bay City.
Bay City. Okay. All right, keep in mind, Bay City will be the password to the account. All right, bear with me here 1 second.
Okay.
And then you do have access, right, brother, to the email address you gave me, jlmillerbuild@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
You'll get the confirmations are going to be arriving there in 1 second. Okay. And then, Jeff, the company does allow you to be able to satisfy the monthly service, the $299, 2 different ways so we can get the ball rolling on Google. You can either take care of it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a debit or credit card. Which would you prefer?
Well, business one, but I don't have it with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll be a problem.
Yeah, I'm like three hours out of town right now.
Okay. Okay. I mean, you can use one now. We can always change it later, but at least we can assign that position that's open on that first page. You know, to
How long do I got? Because I don't.
I don't have a time frame to tell you. I mean, I'm just being very straight with you, brother. This is how it works. And just so you know, the minute that I put this back into our queue, it shows that the position didn't fill up. So the marketing department, that's where Tara called you from, the lady you spoke with, their department,
keep calling people.
There you go.
Yeah.
Their department will continue to call the area until that spot gets filled. See, here's what the way Google works. Google doesn't really care who's on the first page. What they don't want is that spot to be filled. You know, they don't want that spot to be open. So
yeah, I guess the only thing I'm worried about is being overtasked right now because I got two chunks coming out a month for different services, and I'm going to see if I can cancel one of them as soon as I get off the phone here.
Well, this is what I would suggest, brother. And again, this is a suggestion. You can, I mean, it's your business at the end of the day, brother. You run it the way you see fit. I mean, we're not that company that's going to, you know, say, oh, you do it now. I mean, we're not working off a commission. I mean, if we were, maybe I'd be more persistent, you know, but,
right.
You know, here's the bottom line, brother. I mean, whether you get this spot or somebody else, and I like to share this with clients because it matters. We don't have an incentive to try to BS anyone, but if you really want the company to be there with your competitors, which I think that you'll see that you'll do great with Google, if you're able to take care of that $299, the ROI on that is pretty amazing. The return on investment, you know.
Right. Yeah. Oh, sure. I know. I wish you would talk to you a couple weeks ago for sure. That's a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing you can do, I mean, you can try the service side by side to what you have, and then you can make a decision. I can tell you this much. Once you see the services, like you said you had Angie's or Home Advisor, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, just so you know, this company of Angie's, what they do is that they buy their leads that they sell to you. They buy them from Google, and then they turn around and they sell them to their clients 3 or 4 times the price. And then they send that same lead to like 5 or 6 others aside from yourself, right? So everybody's trying to get that lead. So the way and the reason why Google is so successful is that these leads will come directly to you and you're not paying per call or per lead, right? It's unlimited calls, unlimited leads. And that's where it separates the whole, the lead selling, you know, like these guys do. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're able to swing that $299, brother, I would say if you can, give it a shot. I mean, the only thing that I can do on my end as a courtesy, which, you know, as a supervisor in my department, is to waive that processing charge, which we normally don't do. But if that's what's, you know, holding you back, I can do that as a courtesy. So you would pay the $299, and that would get you on board. That would allow us to get the ball rolling for Miller Builders.
$299 every month, right?
That's it. $299 every month. There's no contract, brother. It's month to month. You're going to stick around with us, obviously, as long as the service is working. Like I told you in the beginning, man, when something works and Google services is very confident because it's Google, obviously, that there's no need to try to attach someone to a 6 months or a year contract because when something works, customers stick around on their own. I mean, we have clients over 15 years that have no contract. I mean, as long as we're providing the work, they're like, hey, dude, whatever works, we're sticking with it. But, yes, it's $299 a month. There's no contract month to month, and you can cancel at any time. I mean, honestly, I don't think you're going to want to cancel, but it's my job to let you know that you have that option.
Okay. Is there any way I can call back tomorrow when I have my business card, or you can call me back tomorrow?
We don't work on the weekends, Jeffrey. That's why I was excited. It's Friday today.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We're off Saturday, Sunday. Like I said,
you don't have an automated system or anything.
No, because I have to use your account. I would have to put all the keywords that everything that you gave me. I mean, I have the account here in front of me. The only other thing that we can do, you can put it on a different card now, and then we can process the next payment with a different card. But at least what we did...
Yeah, I thought of that. The only card I got with me doesn't have quite Well, I need it for this this weekend. I put enough just for to get away this weekend. That's the only card I have.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that. Oh
yeah,
man, I don't.
We're traveling right now.
Okay. Yeah, man.
If I'd have known, I would have. If I'd have known, I would have.
Well, you know what, brother? It's unfortunate, man. I really am trying to think what I can do here. Here, you know what? Give me a second. Let me ask our director. I mean, I never ask anyone for anything. Let me shoot him a quick message and see what he says. I mean,
okay.
I'm gonna see if I can. Hold on. Let me. Yeah, I mean, just so you know, the last time we had a spot available was about 97 days. So it's about, 4 months ago, close to 4 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, the spots don't become available too often. Normally what happens is either a company, for whatever reason, you know, gets too many bad reviews, it's removed from the platform, they don't pay. I mean, Google doesn't tell us the exact reason why these positions open up like that, but when they do, I mean, it's our job to get them filled in. Just bear with me one second.
Okay.
All right. All right, give me one second. I see my director. He's looking at the message I sent him. I just said, you know what, I have a client who really wants to jump on the platform, is interested to be on the first page of Google, but has a little bit of a financial bump in the road. What can we do? So let's see what he says here. All right, give me a second. I see he's typing back. So, and where are you guys headed for vacation, brother? If you don't mind me asking, being nosy.
Gaylord, Michigan.
Oh, nice. Okay. Nice. You know, how many days?
Just a weekend.
Oh, just a weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
a lot of snow up here. Yeah.
And then back to work, huh?
Yeah, back to work. Yeah, it's been a slow winter. That's why I'm a little just happy to be able to get away. So
that's good, man. It's never. Those times with the family are things you got to cherish, man, for sure. I mean, I had a buddy who had a just very sad story, man. I don't want to get into it, but yeah, man, those are the best times that you have to take care of, for sure.
That's it. You only have so many of them.
That's right. I mean, I don't know how old you are, Jeff, but my girls are adults now, and I remember when they were kids, and sometimes I wish I can go back, you know, where they wouldn't talk back to me, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my daughter's in the service 6 years now.
Oh, that's right, man. What branch?
Air Force.
Air Force, okay. I have about four nephews. Well, one cousin, three nephews who are Marines.
Okay.
You know, so Air Force, I hear that's probably one of the best paid branches around, so... You know, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you're pretty proud of her.
They eat well, too.
Okay, this is what my director said, brother. And this is, said what we can do. I briefly explained the situation. She said if we can move forward today, to assign that, position, that we would honor doing $249 a month for you. That's on a flat rate. So instead of the $299 monthly, it would be $249. I mean, I don't have the authority to do that, but I got permission. So that's what you would pay today. I did waive the setup processing charge of the $99, and I was advised that we can do $249 monthly, brother.
$249, eh?
$249, man. This is what I suggest, man. You know, try out the service a few months, you know. And once you see how Google services work, like I said, and you compare them side to side with what you're doing, brother, it's going to be a no-brainer on who you're going to stick with. And mark my words, man, a few months from now, you give me a call back and invite me to a steak dinner or something, man, you know, and and say, hey, man, pretty cool that, you know, I'm on that first page of Google. But, yeah, that's what we can do to get you up there, brother. It's $249, and then that $249 is not just going to be today. That would be your monthly service, and that includes the ads on Facebook. And I say that because let's say you were to contact Facebook yourself, they'll charge you $10 per ad to run them, and we run them throughout the month. So, yes, so it's completely different, you know, having us run those for you and then putting the business up there on the first page.
Okay. All right. Now, for how long does that $249 gonna last?
That $249,
guys. For
yeah, as long let's say you stick with us for 3, 4, 5 years. As long as you're with us and don't stop the service, we're gonna honor that $249. That is not going to stop.
Okay.
And you said, like, if I'm not getting enough volume or anything, I can cancel at any time.
You can cancel at any time, and you can also pause the service at any time. Let's say, hey, Mario, you know what? I'm going out to Florida or whatever the case is, and you wanted to pause the service. We can also do that for you.
Okay, how long can you pause the service up to?
Normally, it's only about 30 days, brother. We can't pause it too long because we can hold a position on the first. Does that make sense? I mean, I can't say,
yeah.
Hey, you know, unfortunately, under Google guidelines, we're not allowed to do that. You know, so I want to be straight with you. But I don't think that pausing the service is even going to be a question, if I'm being quite frank with you.
Right. Okay. That definitely sounds.
And everything's going to come in, everything that we talked about is going to come to you, it's going to come in writing, via email. You know, once we get everything processed, you're going to get everything in writing, and then you have to type your name on there. So before you type your name, we can go over the thing so you can see that everything is in writing. You'll get that to your email right now.
Okay. You need a card right now.
Yeah, whichever card you want to use, and keep in mind, come next month, if you want to switch it over to the company one, just give me a text message or give me a call, and I can do that for you.
Okay. Let me, do a spot up here. I'm going to pull over.
Yeah, take your time, brother. I don't want you to crash on my account. Definitely not worth you getting hurt or anything of that nature.
Right.
What are you driving, if you don't mind me asking, bro? Because I know you said there's a lot of snow.
Well, we're on the highway. Just looking off in the woods, there's a lot of snow, but.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're not driving on the snow.
No.
No, okay.
No, it's actually raining, so it's a little foggy, but.
Oh, okay. Okay, so no chains yet then.
No what?
No chains on the tires.
No. No.
I had a rental not too long ago, maybe a month or two ago, and it was a Jeep, and it had a snow mode on there. I don't know if you've seen those before, where you didn't need the chains.
Yeah.
I mean, somehow the Jeep just went into snow mode. I was like, interesting.
Right.
You know, I'm not a big big truck guy. I know a lot of guys love trucks. I have my 2026 Toyota Camry, you know, and I'm pretty happy with that, you know.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of guys love trucks.
Right. Thank you.
A question, Jeff, you don't work on the weekends?
Not when it gets warm, no.
Okay, all right. Sorry, I was just putting this stuff in here and it asked me because I only put Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay, so go to my email. It won't bind it. Okay.
But just keep in mind, because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card that you provide has to be identical or our system will definitely reject it. So the name on the card, does it say Jeffrey Miller? Do you have a middle name, brother?
L.
L. Right, bear with me 1 second. Okay, and is this card a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Hold on 1 second. You said you sent me information in an email?
No, as soon as we process everything, it's going to require you to sign it so we can move forward. I have to process the payment. It's going to come to you via email.
Okay, there's nothing I can read before.
I can send you information, absolutely. Here, let me,
Because you said you work on behalf of Google and you're a third party?
We are a direct channel partner to Google. In the States, this is a very good note to take. In the States, and I'm sending you our license that we have with Google. This is Google verifying that we are a direct channel partner with them. I'm going to send that to you right now.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, here it goes. All right, I just sent it over to you via text message. Okay. That is Google verifying that we are a direct channel partner, which is called a premier channel partner. In the States, there's only 40 companies nationwide that have a premier partnership with Google. Jeff, we're one of those companies. Okay? And here, let me also send you our reviews so you can see some of the reviews. You know, you have a little bit more peace of mind. I mean, keep in mind that we have over 1,000 reviews. We only have about 3.2% of our customers who are obviously not completely satisfied. Unfortunately, I mean, you're a business owner. You know that it is impossible to have everyone completely satisfied. I mean, you know, I tell clients, hey, Disneyland, which is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, gets bad reviews because they sell churros for $15. People get upset over that, you know.
Right.
Yeah, believe it or not, I seen a bad review last time on Disneyland because their soda pops were $10 and they put there that there was the most worst place ever. So, all right.
So where are you calling from?
Right here, our headquarters. Here with Google is at in California, brother.
What city are you at?
Fountain Valley, California. Precisely, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Orange County.
No.
Yeah, well, it's Orange,
California.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is Orange County. It's to be precise, we're about 15 minutes just north of Disneyland. We're right next to another city called Anaheim. Fullerton. Our headquarters is here in Fountain Valley, California.
Fountain Valley.
Yes, Fountain Valley. Here, let me also send this over to you. While we are talking.
Okay. Do you have something you could send me that shows the cancellation process? And if there's any fees or anything, or if it's just in case.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Here. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. All right, I just emailed you the terms that are on there. This is what you'll receive once the payment is completed. I was not supposed to send this to you because it sends once the payment's done, but you know, I don't mind doing that since you want to just, I mean, I'm sure you're just crossing your T's and dotting your I's, brother, so no big deal.
Okay.
Here, let me, I send it over to your email. Let me know if you got it.
Okay.
Bear with me here one quick second. And just so you know, before we also process the payment, I do have to read you a verification. Our calls are monitored and recorded for quality assurance. So on there, as I'm reading you that statement, it also states that you have the right to cancel the service at any given point because this is not a contract. And then one of the things that, you know, if you're have skeptical at all, you can also record the call yourself. You know, I mean, again, I promise we're not going to put the company's reputation on the line for $250, brother. I mean, for any amount, you know, but we're definitely not going to go in the hole over $250. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, 20 years of service for $250. I mean, okay. Bear with me here as well. I'm getting you something else here so you can go over. I send you our licensing with Google that shows we are a premier partner with them. Sending you here. Bear with me one second. Okay, I send you the testimonials of what the customers are saying about the company. Bear with me here one second.
Okay. I think I've seen enough.
Yeah, brother. I mean, I can sit here and I can, I mean, like I said, man, I can sit here and tell you whatever you want, man. It's not until you see how our services work that, you know, when we circle back around a few months from now when everything is on and popping, I think that you'll say, hey, man, you know, thank you for convincing me that day to jump on board with Google. Like I said, I mean, whether you get the spot, somebody else does. I mean, and usually when somebody's really interested, I mean, if I didn't find you interested, I'll be honest with you, Mr. Miller, I would have moved on to the next person and said, hey, you know what, have a good day. You know what, and it's perfectly fine. I mean, obviously Google's not for everyone. But, you know, the self of interest that you have and the benefit that you'll see, I think that you'll be pretty satisfied with being on that first page. So whenever you're ready, Jeff, you can provide that card number, and then you're going to get the confirmation to your email where you got the other message to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You let me know when you're ready. Oh, I do have to ask if this is a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express.
MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. Bear with me 1 second here.
Okay.
Okay, all MasterCards start with a number 5, brother, whenever you're ready.
5198.
Okay.
4200.
Okay.
0618.
Okay.
9048.
Okay. Expiration date?
1130.
And then it's something called a CC code. It's going to be the last 3 digits behind the card.
525.
Okay, Jeff, stand by for me 1 second while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one.
Okay.
That 301 North Powell Road in Essexville, is that combined with this card? Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then I have to just reach you this verification, and then we're all set. Oh, actually, you'll get a call Monday. I see that our connections are fulled up for the day. That's coming up Monday, but on Tuesday, you're going to get a call from one of our techs, Jeff. The technicians, okay. I'm sure you know what they are. They're the IT department. I mean, these are the, I like to call them the brains of the company, right? I mean, they know all the back end work.
Gotcha.
They're going to give you a courtesy call. They're the guys that are going to, set up the profile on Google, help you do the Facebook, do the ads. Ask you for any pictures and so forth. What time on Tuesday would you have about 30 or 40 minutes to spare?
Well, that was going to be tough on Tuesday. Well, you guys are in California, so.
Yeah, so we're 3 hours.
Yeah, so probably it's 5 and 6.
Okay. Let me double check if I have that open before I say. I already did this twice today where I gave somebody an appointment and then I got a message from our IT guys. They're like, hey, look at the calendar, buddy. We don't have that available. I said, oh, I'm sorry, man. I have a 5 o'clock open. Is that good?
Okay, that'll work.
Okay.
That'll work.
Yeah, I've never been to Michigan myself, but I, you know, all I hear about Michigan, or at least here in California, oh, we know that it's cold there. And I don't think anyone here will want to trade in that 75 degree weather.
Ben, it's weather,
you know. No. I am, believe it or not, I'm looking to move out of here though, man. It is getting more pricier by the minute, man. I mean.
Yeah. I had some friends that lived in Wasco.
Okay.
They used to fill me in all the time.
Oh, you had somebody out here that lived out here before?
Yeah, in Wasco.
Oh, in Wasco, okay.
San Bernardino. Yeah.
Or in San Bernardino, you said?
Yeah, actually, she still is there.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually live in San Bernardino, but, you know, I travel for work about an hour, but I live in San Bernardino as well.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah, so next time you're out here, man, if, you know, I talk to customers all, yeah, I talk to clients all around the country, man. It's crazy. It's a small world.
Very cool. All right. Right.
Bear with me here. 1 quick second. Let me lock this appointment in. You should be getting an email soon just confirming that you have an appointment with us. Now, make sure you don't miss that appointment, brother. It's pretty important.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. 5 o'clock Eastern time, obviously. 2 p.m. our time. Yeah. All right. Let me read this to you so we can get you going there, man. I appreciate you stopping, and more than anything, man, I thank you for giving us a shot. I think you're going to, you know, be pretty happy. I know you had someone there in the background handing you information. Let that person know, thank you as well. I don't know if that's the wife, but if it is, I know that's the boss, so thank you to the boss.
Yeah, that's
right?
The boss.
Yeah. Believe me, what I know. I know firsthand who the boss is, so don't worry.
Right?
Yeah. I have a, you know, I always got to get permission from the boss. At least I do. But, hey, man,
right.
What do you think about this? You know what? We can't do it. Then I got to come back and say, hey, man, I'm sorry. Can't do it. Anyhow, all right. Before processing the payment, Jeff, I have to walk you through what is called a voice verification. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, this is going to be sent to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's something you don't understand, please let me know. I'll make sure to clarify everything for you. Welcome to Local Splash, a premier channel partner to Google. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance, and of course it serves as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that I have everything correct, can you please state the name of the company?
Jeff Miller Builders, J.L. Miller Builders.
Okay, perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Jeffrey L. Miller.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And your title?
Owner.
Okay. And you are the authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of J.L. Miller Builders, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Do you have an LLC attached to that, or is it just Miller Builders?
No LLC.
Okay, perfect. And you are an authorized person on the billing information you provided, correct, Jeff?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, brother, we ask that you're also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. As a result of increased visibility, keep in mind if you get a call from anyone else and you want to always verify that it's us on the phone, keep in mind it's very simple by asking your security question. Or we're always going to ask you either way, you know, the city you were born in. And the security question is Bay City. Okay. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today, Jeff. If for whatever reason you hire another company to do marketing for you, all we ask is that you keep us in the loop so we're making sure we're not duplicating our efforts.
Gotcha.
Okay. When you get the call from the IT department, keep in mind that they might ask you for pictures. If you have pictures of the working truck, anything that they ask for, we ask that you submit it within 7 days.
Okay.
Okay. Make sure you do that. We want to make sure that there's no delays, okay, on submitting that, okay? Keep in mind that you're going to have it's the onboarding call with the technician. That's going to be on Tuesday at 5 p.m. 7 to 10 days, you'll see the site that's going to be running. 7 to 14 days, the Facebook ads are running. 7 to 21 days, the GBP, which is your Google Business Profile, will be set up. And then a couple of weeks after that, the verification process is done. Now here's the thing that I do want to ask from you as well. Please make sure on Tuesday, whether it's you or did you want me to add your wife on the account as well, brother, so she can take the call if you're not there?
No. She don't want to deal with that.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I tried. I just want. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. All right. So your payment will be processed today, Jeff, Friday, March 6th, for the amount of $249. That's a discounted rate that was approved as a courtesy, and that's going to stick every month. It's going to be $249 as a flat rate. Okay?
Okay.
Keep in mind that you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time because there's no contract. The first month, obviously, once it's paid, is the only month that is not refundable because we start working on your content. Okay.
Gotcha.
Now,
yeah.
What we do ask is that you stay with us. Remember what I told you, a minimum of 3 months. I mean, it's not something where you're obligated because there's no contract, but in order for Google wants you to see the exact potential, and the maximum results. And normally we want to ask you to stick around for 3 months. Obviously, I think you're going to be with us longer than that. But
okay.
It's part of my job to let you know that. Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, you do have the right to stop the service by calling our 800 number, and I'll give you that number when you're ready.
Did it come in the email too, or?
You might check your text messages, see if you got it. It's the 877-635-6225 number. And keep in mind, canceling the account within the 90 days, during the time frame. Did you get the number? I'm sorry.
877-635-6225.
6225, yep, got it. Yeah. An early term fee may apply to prevent any charges. Keep in mind this. This is the important part, Jeff. To prevent any charges for the next month's service, if you wanted to stop the service at any time, you just have to give us a call 3 days before the 6th.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So bear with me here 1 second. All right. Give me 1 quick second here.
What's going?
3, 4, 5, or 6. I'm almost done here, brother. In about 5 minutes, I'll get you off this phone.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I just got to make some changes on the pricing because I got to move just a few things around, but I won't be more than 5 minutes and we can get off of here.
Okay.
All righty.
That's one of the questions.
Yeah, we got stuff in there too.
Oh, yeah.
Tito's. Got one?
Okay, the payment successfully went through, Jeff. You're going to get an email in about maybe 30 seconds. And we just have to go over that, and then we're all set here.
Okay.
Bear with me 1 second. Okay. It says that you should have got it already. That's the first one that I sent over to you. My bad. Yeah. Disregard the first one. I need the second one to come in because the first one was just a sample. But
you saying this is a text or email?
It's an email.
Okay, I didn't get no text at all. Yeah.
No. You'll get some text messages welcoming to the company soon. But what we want to look at is the email that just went through right now. It's gonna say, "Hello, Jeffrey. Thank you for choosing Local Splash," and then right on that same email, just a few sentences below. It's going to say, "Please click here to accept subscription terms." Let me know when you see that.
Okay.
Do you see that?
No.
Okay. "Please click here to accept subscription terms." No. The email that I sent is going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's the one you want to open.
Yeah, nothing. Oh, there it is. It just came through now.
Okay.
Access your download.
Yeah, no, if access your dashboard, you're a little too, you went a little too down. Go a little bit higher. It says, please click here to accept terms.
Gotcha.
Yeah, where it says click here, click on there. Once you click on there, you're going to see your phone number, the 989-737-8011.
Yep.
Yeah, so right underneath there, there's going to be three sentences, and you have to click on them to agree so we can move forward. It says, you agree to allow us to send you text messages to your number when it's necessary. So you click on the box to the left. It's going to put a check mark on it. Then the next one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the credit card and all the information I provided is complete and correct. So you press the next check mark. And then the third one says that you acknowledge that the payment is done automatic and it's going to be on the 6th of next month. So you click the third one. You're going to see, you have to have three check marks. Underneath that, you're going to see your name, Jeffrey L. Miller. You have to type your name on the box exactly as it shows on here. Jeffrey L. Miller with capital J space, capital L space, M, capital M for Miller, and then hit confirm your signature. Once you do that, if you did it correctly, it's going to take you to another screen that's going to ask you for a username and password. Let me know when you're there.
Yeah, only one checkbox popped up so far.
No. It's going to be three of them, brother.
Right. I'm looking.
Oh,
okay. I already scrolled past them. That's why I'm trying to scroll down and get to them.
Yeah. So just saying you give us permission because we have to text you when we need information from you or we need a change or whatever. And then,
Yes, right.
Not going through. Name is right.
Oh.
Jeffrey L. Miller.
Yeah, did I spell it incorrectly by any chance?
Look, can you see it up here where he spelled it? It's E-R-Y. You got E-R-Y?
I have two F's.
Two F's, yeah.
You have two F's, then E-R-Y after that.
Yeah, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
No, E-R-Y.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, do me a favor, Jeffrey. Spell it the way that I spelled it on here, and I'll correct it on my end. Not a big deal.
Okay. Change it to R-E-Y.
R-E-Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I was thinking.
It went through.
Yeah, my apologies.
No, you're good. Okay, welcome to Local Splash.
Okay. Yeah. Your login is going to be the phone number. You guys don't have to worry about anything else at this point, Jeff. The technician on Tuesday is going to go over everything with you. And he's going to also show you how to access the dashboard. Because you're going to have access on your phone. You're going to download the application for the company because we have an app. And then you're going to be able to track the progress from there. Like, you'll be able to see how many people are clicking on the profile. You'll be able to do changes if you have to. So we're going to give you access to all of that as well. Okay?
Okay, cool.
So as of right now, enjoy your vacation, brother. Thank you. And, thank your wife very much for giving us a shot. I can tell you this, that I think you guys are going to really enjoy, working with Google Services. Again, thank you guys very much. Welcome to the family here at Local Splash, a direct channel partner to Google. We look forward to speaking with you on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. I will ask you to please make sure you don't miss that appointment with the technician. That way we don't have any delays, because if you miss it, then we have to reschedule, bud.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again, brother. Thank you again very much. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. You guys enjoy your vacation and again, have a good one.
You too, thanks.
All right, brother. Bye-bye now.
Yep, see ya.